So, Nick, tell us about the first 36 holes. I know you're well aware that you got to go low here if you're going to win it on Sunday, but you've made a step in the right direction, but I think you need a few more.
No doubt. I got to play with the leader, so, you know, I guess I saw it all day. I mean, Cam's playing great, and it was hard to keep pace with him today. I mean, I just didn't hit it close enough with my approaches early on to give myself some good looks, but overall, I'm very happy with how I'm playing, and I know that I can put a good one up tomorrow, hopefully, to catch him and make it a little easier for Sunday.
Last year, there was a couple minor injury things. You had a wrist thing going. So how healthy are you now? Are you beyond all that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm healthy. I'm feeling good. My body feels great. I feel like I've been making, strides, getting better out here, and, I'm proud of where I'm at.
Tell us about what New Orleans did for you.
Oh yeah, no, it's nice. I mean, put a win in the belt. Obviously, a team event. Had a lot of fun that week. You still get to cherish all the accolades of a win on the PGA Tour, which is, 2-year exemption, have some security, get the FedEx Cup points. That's really nice. And I think I'm set up in a good position to hopefully make a run in for East Lake.
Now, people have said that because it was a team thing, you did not get a Masters invite?
Did not get a Masters invite, and no world ranking points, but all that comes with a win on the PGA Tour I got. And, it was a great week, and it's definitely helpful for my career.
So what about, I've been hearing it was on TV again yesterday, and I haven't asked you about it. You got a new coach.
Yeah, so...
this may be old news, but I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, no, I started working with a coach from Australia last year, so last fall, sort of. His name is Gary Barter. I have had like a long relationship with Brett, and learned a lot, and sometimes you kind of just need a few extra opinions in certain areas of the game, and I felt like I did. And I'm very, very blessed for all the help I've received from everyone who's helped me get to this point, and I feel like Gary was a very good addition.
How does this work with a guy in Australia?
It's almost, I look at it as almost a good thing. Like, I like having some help, but also maybe not too much help. I feel like I take pretty good ownership of my game, and I'm very aware of certain things about the golf swing. And I'm, luckily Brett's taught me a lot about the golf swing, the fundamentals of it. So I kind of own my golf game. It is tough sometimes, but we FaceTime a lot. He comes here every few months, to a couple months. He coaches Matt Jones. He's on the Live Tour now, but it's sort of definitely difficult, but we make it work, have good communication, and I take ownership, which I think is the end all be all with your game. So
your head to head meetings are unusual, though,
every couple
big
months.
Gap.
In face to face. But Gary's been good. He's answered some of my questions about my game that I've had, and in a really good fashion. And I've sprinkled a lot of stuff in the last year, and it takes time. So anytime you make an adjustment in your whether it's your team or your game or your bag, equipment, things can take time. And I'm certainly proud of where I'm at, given all the change I've had, changed new putter and feeling really confident with that now, and changing, just certain things, and you adjust.
No, it's B-A-R-D-E-R.
What's that?
B-A-R-D-E-R. Your coach.
Oh, B-A-R-T-E-R.
T-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the new putter change?
It's Swag Putter. It's a company the cool bag is from. So they're a putter company, and they make cool accessory items like head covers. That's what they're known for.
That's a original story, but I didn't realize it led to equipment change, too.
Yeah, no, just putter, though.
Just putter.
That's the only club I changed. So that was last winter.
Yeah.
And they make great stuff, great putters, great everything. So it's going well now. I've got a lot of confidence in it.
We got to ask you a little bit about your alma mater, because they had a good run this year. Your coach, not only did he shoot his way into the U.S. Senior Open, but I'm sure did you look up after day one and see that he was tied two on the leaderboard?
Oh, yeah. I got done with my round in Detroit, and me and just so happened, me and Thomas Dietrich were having lunch together, and we look up at the TV, and we're like, holy crap, coach is leading. and it's just like, we take such pride in that. We were like, we're screaming at the TV, and everyone's probably like looking at us. Oh, actually, we were screaming at the TV during the national championship as well, and in Columbus when we were in Columbus. But it's quite funny. We take a lot of pride. Everyone talks about Coach Smollett here, even inside the ropes. Everyone's like, "Man, your coach is a good player," and I'm like, "Yeah, he's an even better coach." But no, it's pretty cool. And then Tommy Cool is out here this week. I got the pleasure to play practice on, have dinners with him, and he's going to be a great player. And then Adrian, obviously, is going to be up here in the ropes and pretty soon. So he's been playing amazing too. So a lot of good stuff going on with Illini Golf.
Yeah, what did you think when you see you have a former teammate shoot 59 on the Corn Ferry Tour, and then one of your other Illini alums actually goes and wins his inaugural event out there?
My initial thought was, man. Having Adrian out there for Michael is killer because he needed to focus. But But Michael's a great player. I think having Adrian out there, like a former teammate, is really beneficial. Like, you know, in that program, we go day to day and we just try to kick each other's butts out there and just in practice. And having that sort of friend out there that you kind of want to beat, it definitely motivates us. And I think that really helps Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us personal side. You did get married, yes?
Yeah.
You did get married, too.
Yeah, we did. We eloped, yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah. What's her name?
Liz Almasian, yeah. Elizabeth Almasian, yeah.
Did you know her from high school or UI?
We met when I was in college. We've been together for 7 years, so.
She went to Illinois?
She did not go to Illinois. She's an Australian. She's from Sydney. She played golf. That's how we met.
She was
a golfer. She's not now, but she was a golfer. So that's how we met. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
She's just got a pro golf.
She played professionally for a couple of years.